Yeah, 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 yeah. What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome, a Monday Decky. Yeah, why the hell not? Coming off a great weekend where I went to New York and back. It is a short week. We've got a ton to get done. I've got to jam 5 days into 3 days. So let's get it. Had a really good day. Had a really good weekend. Let's make sure we look ahead, too. It's cracking, clones. How you feeling? We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. All right, coming off that weekend, if you know what you want to talk about, another wild weekend in the NFL. Also, a lot to cover in the college game. I've got a full college roundup that I'm going to try and get to you as well. 1-800-636-8686. You know that number's toll free. Use it. It's a short week. Hit me up right now. 1-800-636-8686. Some of you NFL fans should be really happy about what went down over the weekend, and some of you should be really concerned, and some of you should be really pissed. Go ahead. There's no reason not to call. Pick up the phone, talk to Chalk, get on the air, make it better, get racked, maybe get a golden ticket. Make a name for yourselves. You can hit me up on social media, as you know, at Jim Rome, R-O-M-E, or you can email me directly at Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveAtake.com. And let's talk some NBA. LeBron, right in the middle of it, just point blank. Was that dirty? Was that cheap? What was the intent? Where'd he come out on that? Another topic. Things are not going real well for the Lakers right about now. All right, coming up on the show, 9:40, Ross Tucker, 10 o'clock straight up. So another reason why you want to get in early and often. We're back to back. Ross Tucker, Dietrich Wise Jr. of the Patriots joins me at the top of our number two. They look good. They look really good. So does Arizona. Man, why some of you are so quick to throw dirt on them and say, hey, Rome, why are you hyping them? Why? Because of that. DJ Humphreys, a lineman for the Cards, joins me at 11:40 Pacific time. All right, so there is your show setup. 1-800-636-8686. Start with a recap. All right, so right when you think you know the NFL, something happens. Just when you think maybe you've got the AFC figured out, for instance, and that it is the Titans who are actually the team to beat, then they go out and they lose to the Texans. Hell yes, I said it. The 8-2 Titans, one of the alleged locks of the week, go out and lose to the freaking Texans. Yeah, I know. Some of you will come in here slinging your bullcrap about how you knew that they were never as good as their record said they were at 8-2. That you knew that they were a pretender more than a contender. That they would get exposed. That they would get their comeuppance. And that you knew that. Actually, no, you didn't. You didn't know that. You know how I know that you didn't know that? Because this season, no one knows anything about the NFL. It's that insane around the NFL right now. Because the truth is, they actually were as good as their record said they were. Not only were they 8-2, they were 7-0 against teams who made the playoffs last year. They were good. Good enough and tough enough. Then not only did they not implode and melt down when Derrick Henry went down, they looked like they might not even miss him. They hammered the Rams. They beat the Saints. Then again, those two teams may not be who we thought they were. Because nothing is as it appears in the NFL this season. Because in walks the one-win Texans to deal with the AFC's alleged best. And what happens? The Titans promptly fall behind 19-0 to a team that had lost 8 straight. How the hell does that work? Which is why nobody knows anything about the NFL right now. Not even the ones who are supposed to know something about the NFL right now. Nobody knows jack about the NFL right now. Especially our very own Big Head, James Kelly. It was Big Head who threw down his Friday picks on Big Head Bets and promptly went 1-4. It's a good thing that I cautioned you during that segment that you got to understand, if you're at 500, you're doing pretty well. If you're better, if you're at 55%, you're doing really well. If you're at 60%, you're damn near a pro. Good thing I hit you with that prior to him going 1-4. However, at least he's owning it. At least the Big Head is owning it and handling it like a man.
That's right.
Sure he's not. I'll tell you what, I got a problem with people who do not own their decisions, who do not own their choices, who do not own their actions, who do not own their entire lives, and are always blaming somebody else for something they did. That's the big head this morning after going 1-4. I'm telling you, this dude, not only is his head enormous, he's got an excuse for everything. It's like, oh, yeah, Lamar was out. One overturned INT, and I'm 3-2. Right, head. Right. And like I said last week, if the queen had a package, she'd be the king. In fact, brah, quick question. Do you ever own anything? Winthrop. Anything? This guy literally tried to tell me, boss, the thing is, I'm burning it at both ends. I'm actually overworked.
Burning.
You're burning it at both ends, head.
Burning.
You're overworked, head. Dude, you work 15 minutes a week. How the hell can you blame it on being overworked? 15 minutes a week. I went to New York and back this weekend. I was in New York for like a total of 15 hours. You work 15 minutes a week. I haven't had a voice crack on that, head. 15 minutes a week, brah. Come on, man. Save it. Save it, head. Or better yet, own it, head. Come on, dude.
Yeah, I'm overworked.
Yeah, you're not. Back to the Titans. Even as crazy as this Shield is this season, man, this is a hard one to wrap my head around. They were 8-2. They had overcome a ton of adversity, and they go out and they get rocked by a team who, frankly, probably doesn't even give a damn if they do win or lose. If anything, they'd probably rather lose, because that way their biggest goal is still their biggest goal, getting the number one pick. Freaking Titans. Freaking Titans. 7-0 against playoff teams and 0-1 against the bleeping Texans, because that makes so much sense. Yo, one last thought on that. How bad were the Texans? They averaged just over 7.5 points a game on the road. Name me a worse offense than that. Like, ever. Ryan Tannehill went from a guy who was actually getting some MVP run going into that game to a dude who threw 4 picks to the Texans. There was a conversation on the NFL Today when I was there yesterday about who was more valuable to the Titans, Derrick Henry or Ryan Tannehill. And it was a legitimate question. It was. Or at least it was, until Ryan Tannehill looked like Matt Schaub going against Matt Schaub's old team. Except, I don't want to say that it's only the Titans, or all on the Titans. The Titans were not the only ones who crapped the bed yesterday. The Indianapolis Colts were so damn good, they're going to get their own take. Which means, Bills Mafia, I hate to say it, but you know your dudes are going to be a part of that take. One thing to lose, quite another to get hammered like that. I never thought that this Bills team would ever be on the other side of a nice, swift ass-kicking
nice,
like that.
Swift ass-kicking.
It's Pat Tillman, RIP. Yeah, but they were. They were on the other side of a nice, swift ass-kicking like that. Never thought that I would see that. Hey, how about the 49ers? How about the 49ers swallowing up nearly the entire first quarter with their opening drive against Jacksonville? 13 minutes and 5 seconds. Man, what that must have been like for Herb to watch that. Man, that had to have been, I don't know, what's the word? Devastating. What's another word? Heartbreaking.
That's devastating. Heartbreaking.
Man, Buddy must have needed a night out after that.
Buddy!
Was Buddy on the first thing burning out of Jayville?
Burning.
To go tear it up in C-Bus again after that happened? Did he get off the jet rocking his Buckeye pullover and head straight to the bar that he owns? Because I would not have blamed Buddy if he did. Because the Niners were a team on a short week, coming all the way across the country, and they punched you in the face all damn day. And wasn't Buddy the guy who made the most absurd statement in league history when he said that he wanted an offense that could go 250-250 every Sunday. 250 yards rushing, 250 yards passing. Man, that statement looks more and more idiotic, doesn't it? By the hour. Good take, buddy. Especially since your offense accounted for 200 total yards yesterday, which is tied for the fifth worst performance in franchise history. Given that Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback prospect in a generation, and that Buddy is allegedly an offensive genius, it's kind of jarring to see Lawrence struggling the way he is.
Struggling.
Buddy's not developing his young quarterback. If anything, Lawrence is getting worse, not better. Of course, Buddy, who has never owned anything, was not about to start owning anything right now.
You get your ass kicked, and there's going to be a day we don't get our ass kicked here. That's coming. And I know that guy's going to be part of it, that 6 foot whatever he is quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not sure you'll be there, though, Buddy, when it happens. I mean, maybe that thing will turn, and maybe you won't be getting your ass kicked. Or they won't be getting their asses kicked. But I'll tell you what, I'm not sure you're going to be there. In fact, I can pretty much guarantee you won't be there. And how about the Minnesota Vikings? How about the Vikes getting up by double digits on the best team in the division, blowing that lead, coming back to take the lead again, and blowing it again? The most Vikings thing ever. How many times have we seen that movie? How many times have we seen that team pull that crap? Like almost every team time. Remember, this is the only team in the league to hold a lead of at least 7 points in every. So clearly, they were going to find a way to lose a close game because that's pretty much what they do. It's kind of who they are, or were, because somehow, some way, Minnesota pulled this one right out their backside and they stunned the Packers, who let a golden opportunity slip.
Snap, spot, Joseph. Yes, he did. He walked off on the Green Bay Packers, who have lost their first division road game in 3 years. The final score, Minnesota 34, Green Bay 31.
Didn't see that coming. Not when they blew another lead, 34. And Green Bay needed that. Vikes needed that. So that's a big win and a tough loss. So, like, you don't know what to expect, right? These are such tumultuous times in and around the league. Such turbulent times. Where do you turn for some stability? Where do you turn for something that you can rely on? I'll tell you where. Chicago. Chicago, of course. If you feel like everything is out of control and spinning crazy, just check out the Chicago Bears, same as they ever were. Check out the Chicago Bears where everything still sucks. Check out Matt Nagy, who inevitably will say or do something dumb or both every single Sunday. And no, I'm not talking about his headset going out at the worst time. I'm talking about their entire act yesterday. They're 3-7. They've lost 5 in a row. They're awful. But damn, it feels good to be talking about the Bears once again. And they earned it because yesterday's loss was the most Bears loss in a long, long time. 4 starters. They were playing against Lamar Jackson's backup. Jackson could not go, so Tyler Huntley got the start. Then the Bears lose Justin Fields to a rib injury in the third quarter. Hey, but don't sweat that. They still have Andy Dalton. Dalton for moments just like this. And all Dalton does is come off the bench and create some red rifle magic.
Ravens bring in the house. Pressure comes. Hit as he throws. Down the field. He's got Goodwin over the shoulder. 10-5. Touchdown, Bears. But there's a penalty marker. Now, Dalton did get hit. The suspense is killing.
Foul, roughing the passer. Defense Woo! Number 99. He's over the play. It's a touchdown.
Adafe Owe. Touchdown, Bears.
Woo! Andrew, Gregory, Dalton, legend. My man, 4th and 11 for a 3-win team. And the Red Rifle dials up that bomb. What an absolute ginger stud. Come in, drop that dime, win the game for the Bears. After all, they're up four with less than 2 minutes left against an inexperienced QB and a team that has not scored a TD all day. What could possibly go wrong? What could go wrong? There was going to be an amazing Bears moment. What could go wrong? Only this on 3rd and 12 with 33 seconds left.
Pressure's coming. Graham is providing it. The pass is caught by Watkins at the 4-yard line. What a play by Huntley.
Oh! That is an undrafted QB hitting you for that. That's a guy who did not know he was even starting until he got a text from Lamar as he was walking to the team bus. And he just did you that, or did you like that. Of course the Ravens punched it in, and of course they won that game, because they're the Ravens, and the other team is the Bears, and the Ravens will find a way to win, and the Bears will find a way to lose. That's what they do. And speaking of guys finding ways to lose, I'm going to get to that big fella on the sideline for the Cowboys a little bit later on. How do you trust him? 1-800-636-8686. Come on, there is no shortage of things that you could talk about today. Any of the NFL that I've hit on, any of the NFL that I still have not yet gotten to. You've got some college football we could talk about. The Lakers and LeBron. I'll tell you what, LeBron, there may or may not be an ejection, or I should say a suspension coming, because he already was ejected for that flagrant two. Ask me, I don't think that was worthy of a suspension. Ask me, I don't think that was worthy of a suspension. Hold up now. I'm not saying what you think. I'm not covering this guy. You close your fist and you crack a guy in the head and you open up his face like that. I'm not saying that there was intent, because I don't know what was in that guy's head or heart in that moment. I know he's not a dirty player, but just because he's not a dirty player doesn't mean he didn't do something dirty. All right? We can get into what that was and what that represented, but I'm here to tell you, it's worthy of a suspension, but I would not suspend that guy. What I would do is make that guy sit down and watch Space Jam 2 on a loop. There is your deterrent. Believe me, my man will never ball up his fist and swing it again if you make him do that. And then it goes to show that the commissioner means business and there's not a double standard. Make that dude watch Space Jam 2 on a loop. I got Ross Tucker coming up at 40 past. You have your telephone number. Go ahead and use it. It's a short week. Let's get some stuff done now. In fact, it is Thanksgiving week, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, has your shot to gobble up some winnings. Come on, Alvy. It's a gobble reference. New customers can play free for
gobble,
millions
gobble, turkey.
With their first deposit. I was just looking for a bell, that's all. Gobble, gobble, Alvin. Nothing goes better with your turkey, your stuffing, and your pie than feasting on big, fat cash prizes from DraftKings. So you don't want to sleep on their offer. Playing daily fantasy football is simple. You pick your lineup of NFL stars, you stay under the salary cap, and then you score enough points to bring home cash. And with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes, you will have another reason to be thankful this year. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code ROME. Play for free. 4 million this Thanksgiving weekend. That's how you want to spend your Thanksgiving weekend. Codename ROME, R-O-M-E, to get a free shot at millions in total prizes with your first deposit. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
That. I'm looking at the spread for tonight's game. Dropped a half point. Was 11, and now I'm looking at 10.5. Are you playing tonight's game? How are you playing it? I got to be honest. I liked it better when there was the other half point. G-Man, somewhat attractive to me. with double digits, but I've not yet hit that. If we learned anything yesterday, it's like, let's wait until we get as close as we can to kick to see who's playing and who's not. Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Black Friday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business and get amazing savings on all Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Do it today, 877-ASK-DELL. All right, so Ross Tucker is coming up in 15 minutes. Really quickly, let me get some reaction in since I did not off the top. Matt V tweets, things are crazy in the NFL. Everything is backwards except for one thing, one constant, one fact, an absolute universal truth. The Lions didn't win. That's how we know this is real life and not a Matrix simulation. That's true. That is true. But other than that, there is nothing. There are no certainties in that league anymore. Romy, I'm back! Signed, Romy, as he checks into the New York hotel and orders the world's best burger. Signed, Nick in NY. Did I post it? If I didn't post it, it didn't happen. Oh, it happened. I did. Hey, listen, honestly, I didn't have the best reaction to it for the first time all season. There's a certain grease content to a burger like that, as you might imagine. I know what I'm signing up for. I know what I'm getting into. I tried to set it up the right way, but I knew something was wrong when my process changed. I did not trust the process. Well, I trusted the process. I just did not adhere to the process. The standard was not the standard. The standard is I don't eat anything on Saturday until that airline meal comes. However, I did not trust the process or adhere to the process. I got to the airport and I had a bagel. And then I had some airport sausage. So already you're off. Then I hit the meal. And I thought, you know what? I'm just not feeling that burger. But by the time I got into that brawl, by the time that New York City traffic gave me the hands, and I was able to fight my way up to the 20th floor, damn straight I ordered that burger. But I'm telling you, man, then the grease gave me the hands. So at the end of the day, it was still a major win, but not as big of a win. And I've already got the salmon in the back of my head. And I know your clone's going to be like, sure you don't, Van Smack. You know how it is if maybe you're overserved and you say to yourself, man, never again, never again, never again, until you bounce back a couple of days later and you're back in? That'll probably be me. Except I did not post and it was good, but not as good as it's been. Something was going on. A couple of haikus, and they do fit the format. Hi, Jim. Horse haiku. Great Monday to you. Do not talk about football. Only straight up G. Congrats, pimp. Bella B in Calgary.
Congratulations.
War Lady Clones. Thanks, B.
War Lady Clones.
Appreciate you, Bella. Appreciate you tweeting about the big boy, too. You know, look, I understand that there's only a small percentage of you that really care about us owning horses and how they do. I get that. I do. I know my audience. I know there's only a small percentage of you that care about that. Just know I'm talking about that later on. And you know this. Big boy. Big boy got up. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Squirrel 2 is in too with a haiku. New York cheeseburger. Views from Rome and straight up G. Drank on the flight home.
Yeah!
All right, so when we talk about process and we talk about the standard, I have had neither for those New York trips. I'm really good going out to New York City. I mean, I don't go out when I get there. And I'm very good with the Saturday night process. And then the Sunday morning process where I appear on the program generally goes pretty well. It's after I leave the studio in New York and head back to the airport where the process gets dicey.
Just the process?
Because I'm totally off. Jet lagged in a weird way. My eating's off. You know, I'll have a little pop at the airport. But I finally had it in my head. All right, you need a better plan, yo. You need a better plan. Just have a plan, stick to the plan, and you'll be in a good way. Tiny Pop got on the airplane, right to the Black Coffee. Right to the Black Coffee. You know, they're like, hey, you want a glass of wine? No. Can I get you a cocktail? No. Black Coffee, please. I'm good. I'm locked. I'm dialed in. Call up the race, because the race was about a half hour into the flight. Straight Up G, who did not have a good first race, chased it with this race. He ran them into the ground at Del Mar. Immediately pushed the coffee aside, found the waitress, flight attendant. I said, yo, excuse me. Yes, sir. What kind of vodka you got? I don't know. Let me go look. I said, that'd be nice. Thank you so much. She comes back about 5 minutes later, holding a tiny bottle of the Goose. I said, bam, that's the one. Might I have that on a couple of pieces of ice? And then proceeded to watch the big boy get up like 10 times. So then I'm off the process again. So that's why I tweeted in the air, putting the black coffee aside and going with the celebratory pop. Any of you with me? So that guy nailed it. He's right. His haiku was New York cheeseburger, views from Rome, and Straight Up G drank on the flight home. I never drink on the flight home. Coming off that, because I got to roll right into this. Never drink on the flight home. Unless your cowbred wins a race at Del Mar by nearly 6 lengths, then you drink on the flight home. But, of course, I then parlay that into a cup of coffee. You can only imagine the roller coaster ride that is me on a Sunday night coming out of New York. Coffee, vodka, coffee. Oh, smart. All right, there you go. When we come back, Ross Tucker is joining me. Anybody else want to come in with any thoughts about anything at all? I have a lot more NFL. I've got a lot of college football. I want to get into the Lakers and LeBron. I want to talk about Straight Up G. Probably another thought or two on that burger and whether or not it's run its course, or is that going to still be my go-to? You got your phone number.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Really quickly, Monday is an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros and ask me a question. Listen later on. I will answer one or more of them. And you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. As promised, we're joined right now by somebody who spent 7 years in the NFL. He is an NFL analyst. He is host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He also works with Westwood One and CBS Sports Network as a broadcaster. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. He appears courtesy of My Front Page Story. Lots to get to, Ross. What's going on, Ross? How are you?
Jim, fantastic. How you doing, man?
Good, dude, good. When I say there's lots to get to, there's lots to get to. So before we get to the NFL and your take on Seattle in particular, I've got to ask you about some food. You know that. You were at West Point once again for UMass v. Army. How many brats did you have? How many filet sandos did you have? And how many pork loin sandwiches did you murder?
Well, so first of all, Jim, I don't know if you saw, but Bill Murray was at the game. Mm. Bill Murray just decided he had never been to an Army game and he wanted to go. I didn't get to meet him because I was obviously up in the booth, but I would have liked to have taken Bill to the tailgate. It's called the famous Lichtenberg tailgate at Army. I had 2 filet sandwiches. I had 3 brats. And I was actually really proud of myself, Jim. I made the decision, like, you know what? That's a lot. And if I step away now, I'll feel good about it. But then they brought out these pork loin sandwiches. So what I did was I just grabbed the pork loin sandwiches, didn't eat any more bread, and just dipped the pork loin itself into spicy mustard. So kind of a happy medium there, where I still feel like I didn't go nuts and might have issues during the game. But I ate enough that I didn't have to eat till dinner.
I think that you showed considerable restraint and great discipline. It's almost like you put a stop limit on yourself and you cut out the bread. That's extremely well played. So good job.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say this with all those soldiers there, but on some level it was heroic. Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Well, I think that's fair to say. I think even they would agree with that. I think they would agree with that. Ross Tucker's joining us. All right, so a lot of places to start, but why don't we start with Seattle? They are 3-7. They have lost 5 of their last 6. They have scored a total of 13 points since Russell Wilson's been back. You made the point they should trade Russ. Lay out the argument for me. Why do you think that's in their best interest?
Yeah, I just watching them the last 2 games, it just sort of feels like it's time. You know, they're not a roster that's a player or two away. The offensive line is still struggling. They have a couple good receivers, but the defense is not nearly what they'd like it to be. And it just feels like they need to replenish. And they can stick with Russell Wilson and try to build it around him, but I don't think he really wants to be there. And I think he knows that there are other places that would be a better opportunity for him. Meanwhile, there are so many teams, Jim, that are going to be looking for a veteran quarterback, or any quarterback for that matter, and it's not a great draft for quarterbacks. Literally, when I tweeted yesterday, okay, at Ross Tucker NFL, when I said it's time for the Seahawks and Russell Wilson to part ways, you should have seen all of the Steelers fans, all of the Broncos fans, the Browns fans, the Miami Dolphins fans. It is going to be a good market to trade a veteran quarterback. And let's put it this way, too. Let's say you're looking for a quarterback and you can trade for Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson. I mean, you tell me who you're trying to get. The guy that still has the legal issue hanging over his head, or the guy that's been squeaky clean, and I think he's only like 32, the way he does everything, he's probably got 10 years left.
Ross, not only that, but not only would I be interested in Russ if I were a number of these teams, if I were Russ, I'd be looking at these teams and think they look a lot more attractive to me than the situation I'm in right now. So if, in fact, they were to move him, if they were, does it feel like that might be the end for Pete Carroll? Or if you were in charge, would you want him to be there for a post-Russ rebuild?
Yeah, I think it'd probably be a good time to make sort of a hard reset there with that organization, in particular with Pete Carroll. I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he wants to undergo a rebuild. I mean, they would get 3 first-round picks and more, so they'd be able to replenish the roster, go with a young quarterback. I think it makes the most sense for them as well. I guess they have to decide whether or not they want Pete Carroll to be the guy to do that. He's the oldest head coach in the NFL. There are things they do schematically, clock management. He's still very conservative in a lot of ways. Doesn't feel like he's really adopted a lot of the analytics stuff. I think that's part of the reason why Russell Wilson wants to move on. I think he realizes that Pete Carroll is always going to want to run the football and play defense. I mean, he's a defensive-minded coach, coached for the Jets, coached for the Patriots. I just think that's sort of in his DNA. And I don't know. You know, on the one hand, I think it'd be a good time to move on. On the other hand, it kind of feels like the Bill Belichick reset and rebuild in New England is going pretty well.
Ross Tucker is joining us. All right, Ross, what about the Titans-Texans? How do you explain what happened in that game?
You know what? Believe it or not, Jim, on the Even Money podcast, I loved the Texans in this game. Here's why. The Titans, the 2 games before had won by a little bit, but they had less than 300 yards of offense in one of them, less than 200 yards of offense against the Rams. They just weren't really clicking. They weren't playing that well. You could tell not having Derrick Henry was affecting them, but Vrabel's a heck of a coach, and they were finding a way to win close games. The Texans had a bye. Tyrod Taylor had more time to heal from the injury. He'd come back and play against Miami. Didn't play very well. Plus, I think people underestimate how many man hours go into each NFL game and why surprises are so prevalent. Upset, surprises, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you know this, Jim. There's 100-some people in the organization all working tens and 20 hours to try to get these teams ready for this game. Sometimes they just have a better plan. You know, it doesn't happen as much in college football because of the talent disparity, but everyone's trying to come up with whatever plan they can that week to give their team the best chance for success. Sometimes the other guys come up with a really good plan. Your plan's not as good, and you lose. I mean, it's why we've seen so many double-digit underdogs win this year. It's why we've seen, even yesterday, you know, the Colts blowing out the Buffalo Bills. Nobody expected that. The Bills didn't have a very good plan. The Colts had a great plan. The Colts executed. Happens way more than, like, the NBA or baseball. It's because scheme, game plan, play calling, coaching, it just means it matters a lot more, I feel like, in football than other sports.
I think it's a really interesting point, and maybe if you're the Titans and your 100 guys are looking at the other 100 guys, knowing they've lost 8 in a row, maybe you're not planning quite as hard, or maybe there's something subconsciously. Who knows? They'll tell you that's not the case, but they end up getting beat. So as you look around, you mentioned the Bills, Ross. When you look at what happened to the Titans and you look at what happened to the Bills, who is the best team in the AFC in your mind right now?
Right now, the team that's playing the best would be the New England Patriots, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. I'm not ready to say that they are the best team, but I think they're playing the best. They and the Chiefs are playing really, really well. Now, the Chiefs still weren't awesome offensively yesterday, but that's four games in a row that the Chiefs have been incredible on the defensive side of the ball. So right now, and by the way, the Colts are playing pretty darn well too, but right now I would say the Patriots and the Chiefs, which if you would have said that 4 or 5 weeks ago, nobody would have believed you, but I guess it's sort of how's that go, Jim? Same as it ever was, Patriots
right.
And Chiefs?
Yep. Yeah, but no, I mean, the Chiefs left for dead a few weeks back, and now they may arguably be the team beating the conference. Ross Tucker joining us for a few more moments. Ross, now you know the Eagles as well as anybody. I'm curious, what do you make of what you've seen from Jalen Hurts during this run where they've won 3 of their last 4? Do you feel like maybe he has established himself as this team's quarterback, not just for this year or for the future, or do you still need to see more from him?
Well, he's certainly making big strides and taking steps in that direction, but I think it's really what Nick Sirianni and the coaching staff have done that's probably impressed me as any. They finally realized, Jim, that they need to lean on the offensive line and the run game. I mean, their offensive line has been dominant. Last four games, over 200 yards rushing a game in the NFL. You just don't see that. And anybody listening that watched the Saints-Eagles game yesterday, it was almost laughable at times how much time Jalen Hurts had to throw the football. He's taking care of the football. His running is such a huge factor for them in the run game. It's just extremely impressive. The Eagles have a dominant offensive line. Again, I mean, I thought in 2019 they had the best O-line in the league. Right now they don't have either of their starting offensive guards, but it's hard to argue any offensive line has been better over the last month.
We were talking to Ross Tucker. I don't know why we thought that Trevor Siemian was going to be anybody other than Trevor Siemian. And all of a sudden, the Saints have got some issues. Now, you and I, Ross, have talked about my front page story numerous times over the years. I've got to think it's a very busy time of year due to the holidays and Black Friday. How are things going with my front page story?
Well, I appreciate you asking, and going awesome, man. Absolutely. I think finally a lot of guys that don't know what to get their wives or their mom or whatever for the holidays or Valentine's Day, I think they finally figured out this is way easier and way better. You just talk to one of our writers for 10 minutes. They write the most unbelievable story about your wife. It's framed. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. And then for the holidays, as she's opening, you say, hey, babe, I want to do something special for you this year. So I had a story written about you. That might be the best line you can give, Jim, when you're giving someone a gift. I had a story. She'll be like, wait, what do you mean you had a story written about? And then she actually reads it. She'll be blown away. You got to get the money quotes in there. Like, I never thank her enough for all the little things she does I don't let her know how much I truly appreciate everything she does for the kids. Like, she will cry. Your wife will cry for the holidays in a good way. MyFrontPageStory.com. She will cry, you will win. Trust me.
She will cry, you will win. You should hashtag that. Russ, what is the turnaround on this type of thing?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We can usually get it back to you in about a week. So it's one of those things that the earlier you order it, the better. You know, you don't want to meet one of these people that orders it December 23rd. And I know everybody's got their Black Friday specials out there, and people are like, oh, I should get this for my wife. Listen, the amount of people that are still, like, getting their wives, like, an Olive Garden gift card, what are we even doing? I mean, I love Olive Garden. I got nothing against the never-ending pasta bowl, but change it up every once in a while. I mean, I got a buddy that he's done that for his wife for 7 straight anniversaries. An Olive, a $50 Olive Garden gift card for his anniversary.
Dude, and they're still married?
7 straight years.
And they're still married.
Yeah.
Not happily. Like, dude, I can guarantee that.
One time, well, she loves it. She likes Olive Garden a lot, but that's fine. One time, change it up. And you know what would be amazing? If he got her a story from MyFrontPageStory.com, what if she didn't like it? What if she's like, no, I want my Olive Garden.
Well, then you would know. Then she would know. Then he would know. To the guy who orders it.
Yeah, but then you can still just go to the Olive Garden. You can still take her out dinner at the Olive Garden. You don't have the $50 gift card that you went over there earlier in the week to get. You can still take her out.
Well, that's how you play it, then. That's it. But if you order on the 23rd, you will cry and you will lose. All right? So she will not cry and you will win, because you're going to be waiting for it the next day and it's not coming. So just give it some time. Ross Tucker appearing courtesy of My Front Page Story. It's a different gift. It's a great gift. Take advantage of it. Ross, great job. Thank you very much. Have a great week, man. We'll do it again soon.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving, Jim.
You too, Ross. Happy Thanksgiving, Ross Tucker. Wrapping up hour one, we're coming right back. Do not go anywhere.